be a Trinity University women's soccer coach. You listen to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Trinity University head women's coach Lance Key. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Coach, you're heading into your seventh season as the head coach of the Tigers. Just talk me through your mindset as we approach 2010.
2010's, I think, an interesting year for us. I've been, for the previous 6 years, really just trying to kind of find my way a little bit and find... find the culture, I think, that makes the most sense in our current social climate here on campus and economic climate, I think, across the globe at this point. I think impacts a lot with regards to recruiting, with the type of the type of prospective student athletes that we're looking at, and so forth. And really, just trying to find what our niche is, and I think that's always a moving target. So. Last year was an incredible year for us. It obviously ended shorter than we all had hoped for, but we had a great run and really started to, I think, figure out what being a Trinity women's soccer player was all about, and I think kind of being able to define ourselves a little bit within our family here, within our culture. To really get a sense of what all of that meant, the things that were required of us, the things that we expected of each other on a daily basis. And, all of this has to do, in large part, with personalities and decisions and those sort of things, and not necessarily our ability to pass and receive a ball. So I think that cultural development is really... a big part of what we've been doing, and I really feel like this year is a great opportunity for us to sort of step up off of that platform that we've created and really start to explore.
Last season, as you mentioned, was such a tremendous year for the Tigers, falling just short of an NCAA Final Four appearance, 16-0 in regular season. What did the Tigers learn throughout the course of last year, and how did that carry over into spring practice in the offseason?
I think what we learned through that process we confirmed a lot of things that we had sort of thought and hoped for and aspired towards, and a lot of those things really sort of materialized for us in 2009. One of those is just the value of tremendous work rate. That's something we put a lot of emphasis on here. The other side of it is, it's just the attention to details. It's great to work really hard, but there's got to be some focus to that. And I think a lot of times the details of the game, the details of our daily habits, if we let those slide, we really can start to lose that focus, and then the hard work can be for nothing. I think maybe first and most importantly, we just learned the value of believing in one another and believing in ourselves individually, and that there's a lot of possibility out there, and I think with the right mentality and with the right desire and work rate, as we said, that you really can just do a lot of things that you didn't maybe think you could prior to that time.
Coach, you returned a lot of experience from last year's team, 16 players, 8 starters. I know that has to be a joy for any coach.
Absolutely, and as we've been alluding to, we had a great year, had a really talented team, a really hard-working team, a very close team, and so anytime you lose players, which we all do on a regular basis, and then you try to bring in new players, dynamics of a team change, so we're certainly happy with what we return, but we're thrilled with what we bring in, and what that's done to the dynamics. And what we feel like our players from last year can bring to the incoming players with regards to experience and composure just in general, but also with what our first year players can bring with that youthful enthusiasm and almost a little bit of that naivety, which sometimes can be so helpful. They just kind of return us back to that enthusiasm, and I think there's always a tremendous value in that, as long as you're able to really get that out. returning group, the substantial returning group, as well as a sizable incoming class. They really seem to be just continuing to evolve as a culture, as I referred to, which I think is so important.
Coach, you graduated three seniors from a year ago, including All-American midfielder Brianna Young. How do you go about trying to replace leadership like that, and even more so the skill on the field?
Actually, there were four. Three of them got a lot of time. We had one of them had an injury right at the beginning of the year and really saw her season be very limited as a result of that. But we graduated four, and you're right, you know, Brie had a fantastic year. She's such a great kid. And then we had Alex Leamy and Becky Cabay and then Julia Zangirolami, who all left us for graduation. It's very difficult when you think in terms of losing players who have found a way to be so impactful within the community, within their team, as well as being able to have an impact on the field. You leave big voids. When you take what those players contributed and you pull them out of a group, there's large voids that have to be filled. The interesting thing, and I think the exciting thing, is those voids are not always filled in exactly the same way. You have new people with new abilities, new mentalities, and it's always interesting to see how those voids are filled in to sort of reconnect everything that you're trying to do with those new personalities and those new abilities. Leadership is the same way. You lose seniors to a group. You lose a lot of what they bring off the field, which I think is such a big part of the women's environment. And new personalities emerge, and it's without fail, I think, younger players really do look forward to those opportunities when it's now their chance to be a leader and be in a leadership role. I think the type of people that I've been fortunate enough to work with here within my teams, it's just exciting to see these kids do that, and they do. They're very very intelligent kids. They're very respectful kids, and I think those are things that you really value in leadership anyway. Is the one, the ability to lead, and two, the ability for those leaders to bring other players along and help to develop those leadership abilities in those players, and that's essentially, I think, what we have going here.
You know, last season Trinity was sensational defensively, ranked number one in the nation in goals against average, posting 14 shutouts. How do you follow up a season like that defensively, and what have you guys worked on to continue to shore up the defensive back line?
I just remind them that if you don't give up goals, you don't lose games. As simple as that sounds, I think it just prioritizes a very sound mental approach to the game, to just really be focused defensively. There's a lot of things within the play, a lot of decisions that have to be made, and sometimes when those decisions are made poorly, they lead to breakdowns, which lead to goal scoring opportunities for opposition. And so it's really just trying to emphasize being sharp. We're very deliberate about the things that we do, I think on both sides of the ball. But we only gave up five goals last year, by design, and we were short of our design, because if it had been completely by design, we wouldn't have given up any goals. But sometimes those mistakes happen, and we live with those within the game and within competition. But I think we just continue to build on what we were able to recognize last year, which was just being very sound of mind, being very focused, as I alluded to earlier, the attention to detail. And then the other side of it is, if we're able to do a good job of making decisions when we have the ball, we typically find ourselves under less pressure when we don't have the ball, because we've been able to do a good job of possessing the ball and getting the ball into good areas for us, which typically means that it's bad areas for opposition. So, we return the majority of our back line this year, and as well as our goalkeeper, who had a great year last year as a first year, Katie Garrett. So, it's not being complacent. It's understanding that we haven't arrived, There's still a lot of work to do on a